Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Miss Debbie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
So, I need your help because I met this dude online and we went out and had an amazing time. We went out to dinner and then he invited me back to his house, like, for a couple drinks.
Yeah.
And we had, like, the best time ever. And now he's not answering my texts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everything was good. I can't think of anything that I did to why he's not texting me back. I thought we had like an amazing time. So
dinner went great, clearly, because you said you went back to his house after.
Yeah.
You had some drinks. Like, now, you didn't stay over?
No, because it was our first date. That's not how I roll. So
okay.
I decided to, you know, just leave it at that for our first date. And
he didn't. And during that time, his attitude didn't change or anything like that? Like, when you left, it was like another date was kind of, you know, implied?
Oh, he was like, yeah, I'm going to hit you up this week.
Oh, okay. So, and he hasn't hit you up?
He hasn't even answered my text, so I don't know what's going on. Right? I know.
I usually at least have some BS excuse, like, you know, a BS reason.
You have nothing today.
I really have nothing. Like,
what's going on with you?
Yeah. They had a great dinner. They went back to his place, had a good time. She left. He said he was going to hit her up. They didn't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just wanted, like, a booty call. No, but he said he definitely was going to hit you up. So I am stumped. This sucks.
You'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, Debbie. Well, listen, we're going to have to call him. I'm sorry, Debbie. I can't make something up for you. Okay, so hang on. We'll give him a call for you next, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Second date update on 10.
Second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
For the first time in the history of the Second Date Update, I am stumped. So, if you're just joining us, we talked to Debbie, who is looking for this guy, Sean. So, let me give you a quick rundown. They had dinner, went great. Went back to Sean's place for a couple drinks. That went great. Debbie said they did not do anything, you know, sexual, because she's not that type of girl. She didn't want to leave a bad impression. But when she was leaving his house, he said to her, this is the big thing. He said, I'm definitely going to be hitting you up in a couple days. And she, not only has she not heard from him since, but she's been hitting him up and hasn't gotten a response.
Well, he could have just lied. I mean, it happens.
Really? A lie? A guy lying on a date? Come on, Pebbles.
Never.
That doesn't happen. No, I don't know. Debbie, are you still there?
Yeah.
We'll give him a call for you, so stay quiet, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yellow.
Hi, is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
Sean, sorry for calling you so early in the morning. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
I think you might have the wrong number. I didn't sign up for anything.
No, but okay. Well, you're Sean, right?
I am.
Okay, yeah, so I think we're looking for you. So we got your phone number from a young lady who you know, and I'm going to tell you her name, but basically she wanted us to call you to ask you out on a date on her behalf. If you agree to this date, and again, I'm going to tell you her name so you'll know who it is. If you agree to this date, we will pay for any type of date. We'll set up a date of your choice. So you can tell us a restaurant. You can tell us a day and time that you're free, and we'll reserve the whole thing. Pay for all the food and drinks just to see if you and this woman hit it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that idea.
Sound good?
No, I was listening to your spiel, and I was like, yeah, no. And then you said free food.
Okay. Like, free food and drinks, my friend. What do you think about that? So how about I just tell you the girl's name, and you let us know if you want to do this.
All right,
cool. It's Debbie, who you hung out with before already.
That's not gonna work, man. That's not gonna work at all.
No, hey, free food, free drinks.
Nah, dude, free food ain't worth it, man. That bitch wrecked my car.
She did what to your car?
She wrecked it.
She wrecked it, man.
How did she wreck your car?
So everything with her was actually really cool. But when I went to work the next day, one of my buddies was like, "Who hit your car?" And I went out into the parking lot, and the passenger side of my car was completely smashed and scratched up. And I thought somebody had hit my car at work, so I'm freaking out. I'm calling insurance. It took a few days, but finally my buddy at work was like, "Nobody here hit your car. You drove up to work with your car already like that."
Hold on a second. How the hell did you not notice that your car was like, that somebody hit your car?
Dude, I only get in the driver's side. Also, I work at like 5 a.m. So I come out of my apartment, my house, and just hop in the car and go to work. I had no idea.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you said that you pulled into work that day. So how do we know that Debbie did it?
Because I eventually checked my Ring camera.
And what did she do?
Her car was parked right in front of mine. And so when she went to drive off, she backed right into my car and then shot off like nothing happened.
What? Excuse me. Why are you lying? What are you talking about?
Hold on, Sean. Debbie's on the phone and she's listening to you right now.
What? Why are you lying?
I'm not lying at all. We have the whole thing on video, Debbie.
What do you mean you have what on video? What are you talking about?
We have you doing a hit and run.
You backed into his car and then just drove off?
That's ridiculous. I did not do that.
That's ridiculous. I can show everybody here the video.
Hold on. Debbie, this might easily
what
be able
video?
To... We might be able to solve this. Does your car have any damage?
You can't ask that because her car is a piece of
Wait, she wouldn't be able to tell?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
This is terrible.
Wait, so Debbie, I don't understand. Like, if you were parked in front of his car, why did you put your car in reverse and then drive off?
I don't even know why you're saying this. Like, you don't have any proof that I did that. Like, stop lying.
He says he has it on camera.
What camera? What are you talking about?
She's in such denial.
Whatever. If I did do it, it's your fault because you were serving me all of those drinks. You kept, like, making me drinks. And
I was serving them? You were the one making them. I only had one. You were like a fish. You had like four of them.
Whatever. You were like into hanging out.
I can't even take it.
I mean, why were you like parked that way anyway? Like, it's your fault.
You're making fun of my parking now? It's my fault?
Well,
apparently so.
Like, why did you have to park so close to me? Like,
oh,
if I did it.
Oh, my God.
I still don't understand why you put the car in reverse. You were in front. All you had to do was drive forward.
My grandmother used to do that.
I'm glad you got in touch with me because I definitely need your insurance information.
Debbie, just hang up. Forget this call ever happened. Forget the date because you don't want to have to pay any of this money. Just hang up, please.
If he was this pissed about it, why didn't he answer my f***ing text?
That's a good question.
Because I was trying to get everything in order. I was trying to get a car to work. I was trying to get insurance on the line. I didn't learn what actually happened until 2 days ago. I was definitely going to get in touch with you because I need your insurance.
So, okay, well, listen.
Debbie, hang up.
All right, so listen, while we have you on the phone right now, why don't you just, what do you got? You got Geico, you got Commerce, you know, Mop Frey. Wait a minute.
Sean.
Sean, she hung up, Sean. Do you need our help to get in contact with her, or do you think you can do this on your own? I still don't understand why she put the car in reverse when all she had to do was drive
off. I told
off.
You, my grandmother used to do that. I don't know why, but she backed over our trash can one time when all she had to do was go straight. I don't understand it.
As far as your grandmother goes, I'm sure she's really old. Debbie's 26. What's her excuse?
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6. Presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats too from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.